With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, before the news, we were having a little conversation about the news yesterday where City of Rochester has the third highest child poverty rate in the nation. Like, we knew it was bad, but I didn't know how bad. And I've learned a lot through the course of that conversation. People, the most common thing, it's God punishing the little things first. Making fun of Steve having to clear his throat.
And now you're using the cough button.
I just had to do it myself. You know, the number one thing people come back with? Daycare. Daycare is the biggest contributor to the shortfall every month. Like, what kind of, what, talk turkey to me. What are we talking? Is it a car note a month? Is it, is it a mortgage payment a month? Because I've heard some horror stories, but also know people that send their kids to a high-end place, and then I know people who know a lady from church.
What I mean? And the problem is you feel terrible when you're in that situation. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford to send my child somewhere that I feel better about them being at.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go with what you can afford. You have to keep working.
94092, studio text line. Just humor me. What do you pay a month? It's anonymous. I'm not going to tell people your business.
Couple hundred bucks a week per kid is what...
$200 a week per kid?
$200 a week per kid. Full time. If you're sending them full time. And that's probably a
$40 a day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And that's considered okay. That's considered reasonable. So you got to figure the days where I was making junk money, single mom, I had two kids in daycare full time.
All right. Do my math here. 52 weeks times 200. Is that $10,400?
It is.
Okay. And the poverty line is $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if it's $200 bucks a week and you're making the at the poverty line.
$12,000 for a single person. You have the number.
For a single person. Yeah. So say it's you and two kids. $20,000 for a family of three is considered poverty level.
Well, then that would double your child care costs. So now you're up over $20,000 for two kids.
I mean, I just remember the days where I'm like, I don't have enough to go around. When it's gone, you know, and you got to somehow find a way to make it work.
Sure. And yeah, I've been there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because part of me still has that cranky old man in me. It's like, well, we all got the same 24 hours in a day. You know what I mean? We can all go out there and, you know, I found my path, and I don't know, but
yeah, that's not fair.
I feel bad for the inner city mom who gets criticized for spending more money than she's making on childcare, and she says, "Well, I'll stay home then and not spend that money." And then she takes a hit. Well, why don't you go and get a job?
Well, a lot of people's objections are, you know, everybody's so judgmental, and I'm guilty of it too. I can't lie, but I think where a lot of people get a burn is when you see people crying poor and they're over there with their iPhone X wearing $300 sneakers. You know what I mean? And then you're like, it's a budgeting problem. And then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like anything else. There are going to be a few that ruin it for the whole.
And I wish I had tape of this. Maybe I could find it. But the lady they interviewed on the news last night was a single mother that had moved here from out of town.
Yeah.
And she was like, look, I got to take care of my kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I got nobody to take care of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. It just hit me kind of. It's like, what? Like, you can't take care of both yourself and the kid?
I don't know. It just hit me. I would have to see the whole interview because when you put it out of context like that.
It was out of context. It was a clip, you know what I mean? Actuality.
Talking about this?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely it was.
It was on Channel 13 last night.
Yeah, you saw it too? Did I take that the wrong way? It was almost like...
No. She's saying, if I'm making 20 grand and I got to spend 10 grand on childcare, how can I take care of the rest of what I need? Groceries, rent?
Yeah.
And that's what she meant, I think, when she said taking care of me.
I will tell you, it's embarrassing because of all the judgment and the stigma that goes with it. And let me tell you, every last parent, all you want is best for your kid. And when you can't provide the best all the time, it just makes you feel this big. It makes you feel very small. And so that's why my heart breaks for single parents who are doing the daycare thing. And I've been there. It's tough.
$325 a week at KinderCare for a baby, $220 for a school age kid. I spend $14,000 a year. This one parent says $270 a week for my newborn, $125 a week for my school age kid. Another one here, I have kids 10 to 19 months, paid anywhere from $20 a day to $46 a day. This one has $130 a week. The younger, the more expensive, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, because they have more needs. You need to, you know, change them and feed them more and... So they consider that.
Really? Can't you just let them lay there?
I mean, you could.
Cry themselves to sleep? Is that frowned upon in the daycare game?
It is, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I guess I won't be drumming up any business.
No. Good morning, Coffee Club. Good morning.
Hi. You're talking about daycare?
Yes.
My kids are in two. They're in their 20s now, you know, grown out of the homes, jobs, all that. But when they were about... I'd say 7 and 8, because they're like 11 months apart. I was making minimum wage, and I'm a single mom, or I was a single mom, and I couldn't afford daycare. I couldn't afford it. I was making minimum wage. I can't remember how much it was costing me for daycare, and then we didn't have money for groceries or anything.
Yeah.
My only choice, and I live in the suburbs, my only choice was to get on Medicaid, to give them health care, to receive temporary assistance, to have income to pay my rent, and have food stamps to feed them. I got $168 a month in food stamps. Let's just say we ate a lot of food from Aldi's and Walmart. I bought their clothes at Goodwill, and I didn't have a cell phone. Mm-hmm. I wore my... until they had holes in them. It is nothing but a catch-22. And then people want to badmouth other people that are on, you know, public assistance. And it's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And there's so much judgmental people out there. The judgment killed me.
Yeah.
Just killed me. They're like, why don't you go to work? It's not that easy. When you're not skilled, when you don't have a college education, I graduated high school.
But do you see where some people's hang-ups can be, like, I don't, like in a situation like yours, that's what that is assistance is for, right? Phyllis, ideologically, that is exactly what the assistance is for. I think what burns people is... the people that are chronically there, that it's not to get you through a hard time. It's that this is the way I'm going to live.
Yeah, they
on the teat.
People that make it a lifestyle, and they have luxuries. And that's what really bothered me. Here I was sitting at DSS on St. Paul, and there was people better dressed than me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting at. That's what burns people.
Oh,
like
I
when
I totally got it, and I felt resentful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have money for luxury.
Yeah. Well, how you doing now? You good?
Oh, I'm good now. Yeah, I'm remarried. No more children, thank God. You know, I don't want to go through that again. But I'm married, and I I'm working as a phlebotomist, you know, and I was able to, once my children were out of the home, I was able to go to school. Oh. But I had my kids young, you know. I mean, I was over 18, but I had them young. And I didn't want to rely on my family, you know. My mother is deaf, and she was afraid there would be an emergency, and she wouldn't know it.
Sure. You married rich?
No.
Should have. That'd make things a little easier.
Yes.
Oh, hey, good talk. I thank you for sharing all that. We really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.